Hello, this is Variety Shunavir for Akashi Media Podcast Live. Tonight's segment, you're going to be hearing a live medium from Miami, Florida, by the name of Shane, who has been communicating with the spirit of Florence Ballard. She has been in communication channel with Florence Ballard, and Florence Ballard has been channeling with her, telling her about the passing of her death and what took place before she died. Stay tuned and listen closely.
Okay, it's going now.
Okay. Hello, Miss Florence. Can you please tell me what happened to Nicole's birth certificate? Why it got changed? Birth records were destroyed at her age of 9. She knew too much. She asked too many questions. She was too inquisitive. We all were a very tight family. The birth certificate is now showing it's another name of the mother. Same father. So if she is to be able to look up her father, she will be able to track. If she looks up her father, she'll be able to track the vital records. Supposedly, they have been destroyed, but they're never always really destroyed. There's always a copy somewhere. Florence is saying that her aunt has a real record, has the real original record. You will not find it at Vital Statistics. You must contact her aunt. It was Florence's aunt, which doesn't that mean she's passed away? She said yes, her daughter has them. So that would be Nicole's aunt, is that correct? Which aunt has the records? Marta has the records. She has the truth, but has been sworn to secrecy not to tell. It may take some high persuasion, but not from Nicole. She does not like Nicole. Okay, well, how can we get that? She doesn't like Nicole because she asked too many questions and she knew that she wasn't the mother. She was not ignorant. Nicole is to ask Mari for the records. She said, trying to call Nicole again. Okay, I guess we can hit pause. Let's see what we get.
Okay.
I think she said she was going to try to ping her. What about the The Indian Tribal Certificate. Yes, you can look that up. It may not hold up in court as of these days any longer, but it is a legal documentation that was done through the church. Does it have, Florence, does it have her name, does it have Nicole's birth name on there, or her name now? No. Well, which name is it under? Her Indian tribal name. Does Nicole know her Indian tribal name? She will look it up. She will remember. Okay. Florence, can you tell me a little bit about what happened with your death? Sorry, I'm trying to keep my composure for a second. I can feel it more than here, you know? I just feel like her heart caved in. Mm-hmm. I was injected in the hospital with extra morphine until I died. They called it an accident. The man paid a nurse to inject me, for me to just go peacefully, no questions asked. They kept me drugged the entire time I was in the hospital to keep me quiet. The man paid the nurse. The man was paid by Diana Ross. Was it something that Diana wanted to do? Or was someone pressing Diana to do this? No. Can I get clarity on what no means, please? Diane and I did not get along. She wanted to be the queen. She had more visibility with the crowds. She had more attitude. She had what they were looking for. I was too stubborn. They did not want me. Interfere. I was very smart. I asked too many questions. The man paid the nurse for Diana. They were pressing Diana to be the star. She did not want to betray me. She had no choice. They threatened her. They asked her to have me leave the group. We argued. I said no. So Diana took it into her own hands to do what she needed to do. So she is technically responsible for my death, even though the nurse is the one who administered the morphine. They're all involved. Diana has a huge conscience about this. Has and always will. In each life she... In each life going forward, she will hold this heavy in her heart. I forgive her now that I'm here. But my daughter will have a very hard time forgiving. And that is why it's very important that Daya came up with the title, How About Forgiveness Now? It was given to Daya. It is purpose. Miss Florence is saying, she's doing her hands like this to you. She honors and respects you.
Thank you.
With a big smile. She says, thank you for being a part of this. She's calling us young ladies. She's like, you are two both beautiful young ladies, and we're very honored that you're doing this for us. Mm-hmm. And she's crying with tears of joy. She said there is a lot of dark around Nicole at this time, trying to keep her off this path, and we must not give up on her. It is not Nicole's darkness.
Okay.
It is just things that are trying to take out her light. So please, please do not give up on my baby. Please just send her love. Please just understand that she has been given a lot of strife. And that's why we're trying to help her. She's holding up Michael's hand too, which is Michael Jackson. He wants to say something really quick. We were best friends. We were very best friends. She stood up for me. Always. She always stood up for me. No matter what those people said about me, she knew the truth. I am very grateful to be a part of this project as well. It was only my intention to spread love on the planet. People did not understand me. It was not my path to go as early as I did. I was drugged as well. And they tried to say that I was taking drugs myself. I didn't want medication. I love old ways of medicine, not new ways. The people around me know the truth. Nicole knew the truth. She was one of my best friends. Not just my cousin, we were friends for many lives before. I do come to her to speak. She does hear me, she does feel me. Please let her know that she's on track. I would like her to also release some of my music. Re-release some of my music. Florence is chiming in saying yes. both she is to Florence, they're both saying she has the most beautiful angelic voice. She is to re-release some music for both of them, and it will be a success. But not only success, it will be very healing for her. She just needs to ask us to be with her when she does it, and we will come right through her with our energy and our magic and our love. Okay, they're letting me take a little rest. There's such a high vibration, I just cry.
Yeah,
it's not a sad thing, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sad, I'm just like, ooh, it's so high. I need to go get a tissue real quick. I don't want my nose, I can't even breathe. I'm not taking the fake mama off my birth certificate. I'm restoring my birth name. I'm taking the fake mama off my birth certificate and restoring my birth name that Flo gave me. My mom Flo's name on the birth record. She says, go to my YouTube Akashi Media to see comments. I never did that.
That's the name of the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Akashi Media.
Akashi. She's very Buddhist, you know, like very she's a cross between Christianity and Buddhist philosophy. Akashi is Akashic Records.
Yeah. Do you want me to record this part or just wait until you're channeling again?
Yeah, we can wait on this one.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
She said no. Not there.
Mm.
She's the one who said that he was the one that got them out there. I guess he was their manager or something. So while I was listening, I asked if Barry was the one that was responsible for the death, and she said no. So what of him?
What did she? She said something about the mafia. So what? Would organized crime have any investment in?
Yeah.
In making something happen for some reason?
They always do.
Yeah.
They want.
Was Diana Ross tied with organized crime somehow, and they were pushing her?
Okay, let me ask that. Florence's brother responsible for her death? No. Okay. What happened in the basement, Mrs. Florence? Or the kids were in the basement. Did she say the kids were in the basement?
Mm-hmm.
The kids were in the basement and they were upstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the altercation about? They were telling me it was time for me to retire from the Supremes. The altercation came from anger, alcohol, and drugs. The altercation went too far, the bruising on my legs were because I was thrown down by Diana. Diana and I had gotten into the altercation. She is the one who told me that I need to be retired, that they will make me a new deal, but I didn't believe them. The altercation turned into a much bigger incident because of the drugs and the alcohol and the anger. It was an accident. They then killed me in the hospital because they didn't want me to come and speak out the truth on what happened. Thank you. So I guess they were discussing that she wasn't to be in the group.
Mm-hmm.
It went sour. She got knocked out. Florence, were you taking any alcohol or drugs that evening? Yes? I had some alcohol. I do believe my drink was drugged to make me weak. Who was your drink drugged from? One of the men, not Diana. Diana was not happy having to tell me this. She was being forced to tell me. We were friends, but she also did want to be the star and was scared and had to listen to what they said. The altercation came. I was damaged. What do you mean by damaged? She said my heart gave out from the drugs and the alcohol. Where did you get the bruises on your leg? I got very angry from the news. I went after Diana. And the two men she were with blocked me from Diana, and that's how I was hurt. They didn't expect to hurt me as bad as they did. My heart gave out. I laid there for a long time, knowing everything that was going on. I knew my babies were downstairs, and I couldn't help them. I heard everything. I heard them calling for help. I heard them crying. I was awake, but I couldn't speak or move. It hurts my heart so bad that they suffered and watched that happen to me. I'm glad they didn't see. I'm glad I didn't see everything. But it just breaks my heart that they all knew when they were there, they could feel what was happening. It was none of their faults. They were so sweet and innocent. It broke my heart. Knowing that my babies had to find me. I'm so grateful that she did call. I don't know that I could have gone on, so I'm not sad about my death. I don't know that I could have gone on. My heart would have been too broken knowing that this happened. I'm glad I passed. But I'm sad for my children and the pain and suffering they went through their entire lives over this. I thank you for helping to piece this story together for us. My heart is grateful. My heart is full. I am sad, but I don't hold sadness here on this plane. Just an inkling of a memory. I'm very gracious. Please help heal my children. Please help them with the story. Please just give them a healing and an ending and closure so they can continue to heal as I have been healed. Thank you. Ooh, I'm getting dizzy.
Thank you for listening to Akashi Media Podcast Live. If you'd like to send us an email, you may do so at akashimedia@live.com. And that's akashimedia@live.com. Thank you for listening to us.